So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, all while having fun and making it a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I am Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast. All right, welcome back to the Vegan Fitness Podcast. I'm excited to welcome you to another episode on the show. After you had a small break for a few weeks, we're now back into momentum. We're back with two episodes a week. I'm excited to be back here and deliver more value for you. There's a lot of things that happened over the past weeks that I'm able to share new takeaways, new knowledge, having new guests on the show. Very exciting stuff coming your way. Today I want to talk about a topic that is very relevant for everyone that is dieting, that wants to lose weight, that wants to lose fat on a plant-based diet, which of course not everyone wants to, but if you want to, this is definitely highly valuable for you, highly relevant. And if you might hear a little bit of sound in the background, this is actually my, that's our pool that's, I don't know, getting some water in there, or like recycling water. I'm currently still in Cape Town, South Africa, and really enjoying it here. Like the plant-based options, the food is amazing. The gyms are open and I just feel like I'm more creative. So the reason why I'm here is also to have like a creative space where I can create more content for our clients, more content for you guys. Of course, I can do that in Germany too. I have my office, my home base, my office there, and I'm planning on spending most of the year in Germany still, of course. But especially in the colder months, I feel like going to warm places where there's more like positive vibe. I'm more creative. I get more creative juices flowing and can create more for our clients. So I've created a lot of modules, new videos coming for our clients, but also for you guys, of course, as well. But yeah, that's just as a side fact, is what you hear in the background maybe. But let's talk about hunger, okay? So again, if you listen to this, you might be on a fat loss diet, on a weight loss diet, and you might think that being hungry on a diet is normal. Okay, that you need to be hungry, you need to be starving to drop fat. Okay, that's a common misconception. You might associate the feeling of hunger, you might associate that with weight loss, which again is not true. It's quite in fact BS. Okay, very important to understand that this is not true. And I want to explain why. Because when it comes to a fat loss, a weight loss diet, a lot of people think that needs to be painful, it needs to be difficult to actually work. Right? It's a common misconception, but as humans, we always want to get feedback to what we do. That's also, just as a side fun fact, that's the reason why your toothpaste, when you brush your teeth with toothpaste, first of course, it tastes fresh. So that's the first thing. It doesn't need to taste that way. Like they could be making toothpaste that tastes like nothing, right? But the reason why they add mint and like other additives in there to make it taste super fresh is because they want to make you feel refreshed after. They want you to have the feeling of having done something productive, something good for your teeth, right? That's a fun fact. Same applies for shampoo, right? So the reason why there's so much, how do you call that? There's so many bubbles and stuff when you use shampoo, and it's not just like going on your body, like doing nothing. The reason why, because it gives you a feeling of cleaning yourself, right? So you feel more satisfied when using the product. Also actually the case with car doors, which might sound weird, but the reason why when you slam your door, you like off your car, you close your door, the reason why it makes a plopping sound, like a very satisfying sound, is like that's for a reason. Because back in the days, cars didn't make that sound when closing a door, so people were unsure, they were scared, is the car actually close, like is it actually safe, right? So when leaving the car, so that no one like robs it or takes something out of it, so the like car manufacturers realized that and made sure that every time you close the door it makes a satisfying sound, like a sound where you know, hey, it's closed. So just a few examples going back to the point. As humans, we think, okay, when I'm hungry, I'm dropping fat. So it must make sense. I need to be hungry. It's a good feeling. It's a good sign I'm actually making progress. But Quite in fact, it's not the case, okay? In fact, if you're constantly hungry, especially in the early stages of your diet, you're doing something wrong, and that's what I want to talk about today, right? So let me explain to you, firstly, why you're hungry, and also what to do against it, okay? So 8 reasons why you could be hungry, and 8 solutions to these basic reasons. So firstly, the number one reason why you're hungry is because you're eating too little food. Like, you're just eating not enough. You're just too big of a calorie deficit. So big deficits, meaning big energy deficits, like how many calories you burn, eating way less food than that, are the main driver of hunger, because you're not giving your body enough energy to work with. So that's like the number one basic thing you can like basically understand. If you don't have energy, if you feel hungry, you're probably eating not enough calories, right? So you can easily understand that. Let's just do an example. Let's say you had a very active day. You went hiking like the whole day, like 8 hours, or you, I don't know, went skiing, like something very, very active that just had you immersed in the activity and you just burn a ton of calories. Let's assume that you come home from the hike, from skiing, but you wouldn't eat anything. You would just, go to sleep or just relax. You'd be super hungry, right? You would be crazy hungry. So that's why after skiing, after a long hike, usually people, they just eat a lot of food, which makes sense because you want to fill up your energy. So you create a huge energy deficit that your body's craving to fulfill again, that your body's craving to basically fill up again after burning so much energy. So when you're constantly eating very low calories, like 1200 calories, for example, you are doing it on a consistent basis, on a daily basis. You're depriving your body of energy, and at some point your body doesn't like it anymore. So why are we getting hungry in the first place? Because back in the days, our ancestors, they didn't have access to supermarket, grocery stores, right? So but they also didn't have access to food all the time. So when they had a time period where they didn't hunt any new food, didn't find any new berries, whatever it might be, they lost weight, right? They went in an energy deficit, in a calorie deficit. So our body adapted in a way that it made you to survive, right? So, and to survive, your body back in the day sent you signals that you gotta get some food in, right? You gotta get some food, and it motivated you to go hunt longer, go to different places and just get resourceful to get some food, right? So going back to today, if you're in a deficit for a long time and in a big deficit as well, your body thinks you're dying. So it sends you hunger signals every single day, every single minute, as much as they can, so you're not dying. Right, so that's the first point. Like, make sure you're not in too big of a deficit. Of course, the deficit needs to be created to lose fat, but it needs to be a deficit that's optimized for you, for your body, for your situation, and for your goals, so you're not getting hungry and also burning muscle and just being stuck, right? First reason. So that's most of the reason, actually. Like, if you check in with yourself, if you currently want to lose weight, are you actually eating enough food, or do you take the approach of, hey, the less food I eat, the better? I did a podcast about it before. That is not the case. Eat more food to get lean. That's the way to go about it. And less is not the way to go when it comes to a fat loss, a weight loss diet. That's the first point. Second reason why you're hungry is because the food you're eating, your nutrition basically, has a bad macronutrient ratio. Okay, so think about that. All the food you eat has a certain ratio of all the macronutrients. So carbs, fats, and protein. Like, those are the biggest ones, right? So the ratio of those three needs to be in a way, like set up in a way that actually satisfies you, that gives you enough nutrients to have energy, to recover, to grow, to feel satisfied, to have healthy hormones, to have your brain function, right? So a lot of the time what happens for vegans is because they're hungry all day because they have a bad macronutrient distribution, right? So they eat too many carbs, they eat too much fat, too little protein, right? And they just have it all over the place. They don't pay attention to macros. That's the big one. Like, usually vegans just say, I'll just eat healthy, I'll just eat whole foods and I'll be good. And that's why so many vegans are struggling, right? So just as a teaser, again, I will go into solutions in a bit, but one of the reasons why you're hungry is because, for example, you're not getting enough protein in. And protein is the most satisfying macronutrient. So if you're just eating carbs all day, like fruit and veggies and quinoa and rice and and avocado, like fat sources like nuts and seeds. That's all great. Those are all great foods. However, if you don't have enough protein, you basically just, it goes right through. Like, you're not satisfied for a long period of time. And this is also something why, one of the reasons why the high carb, like 80-10-10 movement, I talked about it before, doesn't make any sense and will go you make you go crazy in your mind. You'll be hungry all day. And yeah, that's the second reason. Like, the second reason why you're hungry is because the macronutrient distribution is not on point to actually be satisfied, right? So very important. Third reason why you're hungry is because of your food timing, right? So again, you want to make sure that your calories are in place, your macros, those are more important than food timing. However, food timing definitely plays a role too, right? So if you don't have a schedule you can adhere to, okay, I will eat breakfast at 9, lunch between 12 to 1, my snack between 4 to 5, and dinner after. If you just are constantly eating and just listening to your body and doing whatever, you'll really be hungry and snacking all day, basically, right? Because you never have a true meal, a true check-in, where you get all the nutrients you need to thrive, to have energy, to be focused, right? So when I get my meals in, my lunch, my breakfast and stuff, I don't eat breakfast at the moment, but when I get my lunch in, I do want to enjoy the food, but I also have a purpose behind it, right? So the purpose behind lunch for me is to, of course, increase my protein intake, so actually make sure I'm hitting my macros for the day. I also want to be satisfied for a long time without feeling too full, so I can still be productive. And that's how I create my lunch. So it has a purpose. So a lot of people that struggle with being hungry, their meals don't have a purpose. So they're just running around like chicken head less or whatever you call it, not having a plan, not having a like consistent structure, and don't know when to eat, where to eat, and so on. So that's the third reason. The food timing is all over the place. Maybe they just don't eat until lunch, then they have a quick lunch at work for like just 10 minutes, something quick. Then they have like a ton of nuts and seeds and dates, and then they have a huge dinner, whatever it might be. So it's just all over the place, and there's no timing, there's no schedule, no structure in there, right? Fourth reason, as the dogs are joining in, hopefully you don't mind. The fourth reason is people don't add enough volume to the food, right? So again, for a meal to be satisfying, it needs to have protein and needs to have all macronutrients, in my opinion, like protein, fats, and carbs, in different ratios. But a lot of the time also, I feel like a lot of vegans are not eating enough volume of food. So either they eat small portions, very small portions, or they eat big portions with the wrong type of foods. So maybe you want to eat all the brown rice or the quinoa or the lentils, which is again healthy foods, but if you don't add more veggies to add up the volume to actually have a solid meal, then again you would be hungry. So this also happens for people. Again, I think the less food the better. So just think, okay, so if I just take a smaller plate, I just put less lentils on there, less veggies, less tofu, I'd be good, I'd be losing weight. So also that's what people say, hey, I want to drop some weight, so I just cut out the tofu, or I just cut out some of the lentils, I just cut out some of the oats. Like, that's not how it works. Like, again, less food doesn't mean less weight and more results, okay? You need to be eating more efficient food, the right type of food, to get results. So fourth reason why you're hungry is because you're not getting enough volume of food, and you have the mindset of the less food, like the less volume, the more result, which is not the case. So our clients in the Game Changer Academy, they can relate. They always say, hey, I can't even finish the meal. There's so much food. They're still crushing their goals. Fifth reason why you're hungry is because of healthy snacking, quote unquote, right? Yeah, I snack healthy. I want to break it to you. There are no healthy snacks, okay? Snacks are one of the main reasons why you struggle to lose weight and to stay satisfied throughout the day, okay? So there's a ton of content on Instagram and TikTok, right, about, hey, make this healthy snack, and it's like a date filled with peanut butter and some sea salt, which is very tasty, absolutely. But that one date probably has, I don't know, 100 calories, right? So that's just one piece, and it's all healthy ingredients. However, it's 100 calories. So we need to understand that healthy eating isn't always connected to the food. It's connected to the outcome of the food. So do you think it's a healthy diet if a, like a certain diet is making you gain weight, would you think it's healthy? I don't think so, right? I mean, just to clear you up on that, weight gain is, and being overweight, having a high BMI, having a high body fat percentage, is associated with all kinds of diseases, right? With higher risk of getting certain diseases later on in life. So if a certain diet makes you gain weight, is it actually a healthy diet? Probably not, right? So doesn't mean the vegan diet is bad, just the way you are eating it, the types of foods, the amounts of foods, right? So healthy snacking, I don't like the word, right? So of course you can have, you can use the word healthy, but a lot of the time people don't understand what healthy actually means. So again, whole foods are good, dates are good, peanut butter is tasty, is healthy. However, the amount really is the most important part. So when it comes to snacking, and like a lot of people are hungry because they just snack all day, even if it's healthy snacks, it just triggers their hunger, just triggers the appetite. For example, dates are very sweet, so they would trigger your appetite. Like if you wanna, by the way, if you're listening to this and you're like, Fritz, I wanna gain weight, like I'm struggling to gain weight as a vegan, totally cool. Like actually I have a tip for you. Eat more sweets before you like you get close to eating. So let's say you have lunch coming up, eat some dates before and eat some, I don't know, some candy before and some cereal, because that will trigger hunger and cravings. So again, like stuff like fruit and dates might actually trigger more hunger and cravings than it will reduce them, right? So in the Game Changer Academy, we teach that every snack has to have a purpose, right? For some reason. So of course, a purpose could be, hey, I just want to eat that snack, I just want to enjoy it. However, if you really want to make a change with your body, in the short term, you got to focus on doing the right things. So then you got to make sure that every snack has a purpose, and the purpose should be at least protein, right? I'm actually also already doing, I'm actually already sharing the solutions, but again, we're still with the reasons why you're hungry. One of the reasons is this healthy snacking, that you're doing. So cut down on the snacking. I will give you a solution in a bit. Sixth point why you're hungry is because you're doing too much cardio. So a very important part as well. Activity, exercise plays a role in your hunger feelings as well. So cardio has been shown to increase hunger versus strength training, which reduces appetite, reduces hunger, right? So if you're only doing cardio for your exercise, it's great, like nothing bad against cardio. I love that you're exercising and being active. However, it might trigger your hunger more. So just as a side fact. The seventh reason is a big one actually. It comes pretty late in my list because I feel like sort of the most basic things I expect everyone to already do, which is sleep, right? You want to sleep enough. Like you want to make sure that if you don't, like you want to realize that if you don't sleep enough, studies show that the less you sleep, the hungrier you get, the more cravings you will have and the more weight you will gain. So they actually had a bunch of studies showing that people that sleep 4 hours versus 6 hours versus 8 hours, and people that slept 4 or 6 hours, they just gained more weight, they ate more food, and also they were just unhealthier overall. So sleep enough, and I will let you know what the perfect amount is in a bit. That's very important. This must be a baseline. So, but also important, right? So many people, they are looking for these quick fix solutions. Let's say, they say, hey, I'm hungry, what do I do? They just put it in Google. Then they get the tips like, hey, just drink some peppermint tea, or brush your teeth, or drink some turmeric with black pepper shots, whatever you find online, right? But then you look at the sleep and they sleep 6 hours. It's like, start with the basics first. Like they're the biggest building blocks and they will make the biggest difference. So if you haven't slept enough, but you're hungry, make sure to increase your sleep, right? Very important. And the eighth point is why you're hungry. It's because of stress, right? It's another basic reason that I want to share at the end as well, is if you're super stressed out from work or relationship, like personal life, of course you'll be hungrier and have more cravings by nature, okay? So you want to make sure you reduce stress as much as you can to avoid hunger. But again, this is something you can't always control, but there's some things you definitely have in control when it comes to your stress. So let's dive into the solutions to these 8 points. Let's just go over them again and give you solutions. So the first point, eating too little food. Like what do? Solution is eat more food, okay? So make sure that you eat so much food that you lose between 0.5 to 1% of your body weight per week. That's optimal amount per week. That is not too much, it is not too little. That's a perfect time, a perfect weight. So if you're in that range, you're good to go when you're deficit, and it's not too little food. And make sure to compare the averages week by week and not just go day by day, just as a side fact. Second part was the bad macronutrient ratio. So what you do there, eat a high protein, moderate fat, and moderate carb diet. Okay, so eat around 1 gram per pound of body weight in protein, maybe a little bit less. It's like just a baseline guide for fats. Make sure you don't go below half your body weight in kilos in fat intake, and the rest can be carbs. Okay, for more custom guidance, of course, you can check out the coaching program or check out my Instagram channel. I have some tips there as well. But make sure you eat a high protein diet. It's super important to increase satiety, because protein is the most satisfying macronutrient, followed by fat, followed by carbs. Okay, and that's also why the 80-10-10 diet is just not a good idea, because it just keeps you hungry all day, because carbs are easily digested. Next one is the food timing. So make sure you time your food to be 3 to 5 hours apart. Every meal can be 3 to 5 hours apart. And if a meal doesn't have protein, it doesn't have any purpose. So make sure every meal has a purpose and has protein in it. Okay. And it also triggers muscle protein synthesis, which basically triggers muscle growth. So very important part. The fourth point was, yet people are not eating enough volume. So add more volume to your foods, add more veggies, add more greens, without overdoing the fiber, of course. Fiber, we talked about before, make sure you keep in a solid amount as well. But make sure you have a solid plate. Like when you eat, make sure you have a solid plate of food that really satisfies you. The fifth point was the healthy snacking. So stop snacking. That's, I think, a big takeaway for you listening to this. Stop snacking, okay? And instead have committed snacks. So have one committed snack a day in the afternoon time between 2 to 5 p.m. in that time range. That is, again, a protein-based snack that will satisfy your cravings and give you energy in the afternoon before you go into dinner time, okay? So have a committed snack and just stop snacking. Just don't buy nuts. Just don't buy dates. And just don't buy foods that trigger you if you know you will snack on them all day, right? And that's also, want to make sure you realize this. When I give you these tips, I don't give you these tips to tell you this is like how you will live the rest of your life. This is just mostly temporary. Of course, a lot of those things are principles to apply for life. But overall, if you want to lose weight, you gotta like get to work. You gotta put your head down and apply the principles at work, so you can finally get off the weight and then go to reverse dieting, where you're eating more food, gaining muscle, and you're living life to the fullest at that point. Okay, so that's just the main goal here. So with any of our clients are in program, the goal is not to keep them in a diet for the rest of their life. The goal is to get them out of it, out of the diet mentality into the living mentality, basically. Okay, that's important. Sixth point was doing too much cardio. So main takeaway here, do strength training instead. So you can still do cardio if you enjoy it, but have a ratio like 3-to-1 ratio. So 3 workouts, strength workouts is and 1 cardio session, okay? So make sure you focus more on that, because strength training builds muscle, makes you tone, but also actually suppresses the appetite, which is pretty awesome actually. Cool? All right, that was the sixth point. Seventh point was sleep. So sleep 7 to 9 hours. That's just it. Like, just do it. I mean, if you can't do that, then you got some work to do. So make yourself a priority, make your life a priority, and get to sleep, and sleep 7 to 8 to 9 hours. Okay. And the last point is, when it comes to stress, reduce stress. Again, we can't always control it, but there's different stress factors you can control, such as social media, right? So cut your social media time. Don't look at social media before going to bed and when waking up. Okay. It induces so much stress in our life. And don't check your emails the moment you wake up as well, or you go to sleep. Again, work, you have work to do, of course, but I don't know if your boss necessarily wants you to check your emails at 6 a.m. when you wake up. Like, it might be the case, but if not, then don't do it, right? So that's one part as well. And in general, like, do meditation, do yoga, some type of mindfulness practice to reduce stress as well, because that will also reduce your hunger. In turn, okay? So combine all these things and you'll not be hungry anymore. Like, trust me, like, make sure to write all these things down, actually apply them. They work for me. They work for hundreds of clients we've coached so far. And again, they tell us all the time, hey, I can't finish the food. I'm never hungry and dropping fat. Like, what's going on? What's the magic, right? And that's what I just laid out. That's what we teach them, and of course more. That's what our plant-fueled nutrition protocol creates for our clients. We've done this so many times now, and we've now carefully crafted and perfected the right plant-based nutrition for results. That makes you drop fat, but in a sustainable and a fun way without being hungry all day. And that's what a diet should be. You should be enjoying your food while getting results. Of course, when you're dieting for a long time, I don't want to sugarcoat it, you will definitely be hungry later on, but you should be close to your goals then. And it's just about 1 to 2 weeks re-dialing it in, and then you're able to reverse diet after, okay? So hopefully you got something out of this. If you are curious about the coaching program, the Game Changer Academy, you can always book yourself a free call with us. So we offer these free vegan vision calls that are just tailored to you, right? So you can come in with all your challenges, your questions, and we analyze your situation, see where you stand, where you want to go, and see if we can help you, give you a step-by-step plan to your goals. The call is entirely for free, so no pressure on there. You can go to callwithfritz.com to book your free call, or check the show notes as well. Thanks so much for listening. This is how you overcome hunger. This is why you're hungry. Let me just tell you, it is possible to lose weight and lose fat without being hungry. It's not normal to be hungry. And apply these 8 points. And trust me, you feel the difference immediately. Okay? So thanks so much for listening. Let's keep getting those gains and save the planet. And talk very soon. Peace out. Yes, yes. What did you think? What an amazing episode. Again, I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please do me a favor and subscribe to my podcast and rate it on iTunes. It's very much appreciated. We'll hear each other in the next episode. Until then, keep up the vegan vibes.